Hey there, I'm Lauren, and you're listening to the Podcast Manager Show, a podcast for podcast managers. Each week, we cover the technical and tactical aspects of running a profitable podcast manager business. With over 90,000 new shows starting each month, podcast managers are in demand. I mean, in demand. And I'm here to help you land your dream clients while reaching your monthly income goals and without working like crazy. Are you ready? Let's get to today's episode. Hey, you guys, welcome to the first 5-Minute Friday episode. I'm going to be releasing these every Friday, and they're going to be short tips that are going to help you move the needle to start and grow your podcast manager business. In today's episode, I want to answer the question of, do I know enough? Am I ready to land clients? Maybe you are in my podcast manager program, or you're going the DIY route, and you've taught yourself how to edit, and you're thinking, am I ready? Maybe you even got on the phone with a potential client, and you're asking yourself now, like, can I actually provide these services, or are they going to find out that, like, I don't actually know enough? Man, I totally get that feeling, and I'm here to help you get out of that imposter syndrome. I think so often we forget that when we have a skill like this, and maybe we've done it once, maybe we've done it 100 times, but when we know how to do something that someone else doesn't know how to do, we have something to offer. I actually was thinking about this because just a couple weeks ago, an old friend of mine texted me and said, hey, my dad is thinking about starting a podcast. Would you be interested in talking to him? And I'm not taking one-on-one clients anymore, but I do love to help out an old friend. And whenever I talk to podcasters, even though I'm not taking on clients, I love to then refer one of my students to those podcasters. So I thought, you know what? Yeah, I'd love to talk to your dad about him starting his own podcast. So I get on the phone with him, and he tells me that he works in the oil industry and that him and his partner, business partner, want to start a podcast about oil. So I start kind of asking him some questions, telling him like how you create a podcast, like how that system works. And I just hear him like scribbling down notes. And I say, so you'll need a podcast host. And the most popular podcast host is Libsyn. And he asks me, oh, Libsyn? Okay, how do you spell that? And I can just hear he's just taking notes. And at the end, I had already told him about how, you know, I teach people how to become podcast managers. And I say, you know, would you be interested? I can send you a couple names of students in my course that I think would be a good fit. And you can contact them and see if you want to work with any of them. And he says, yes, definitely send me 2 names. And I would love to talk to them. And it hit me after we got off the phone that, wow, this guy wants to start a podcast, but he has no idea how to do it. Yeah, he could have Googled it. He could have taken a podcast course. But really what he wants is he wants to talk one-on-one with someone and for them to walk him through this brand new world of podcasting. So if you're sitting there and you're thinking, oh, you know what? I've only practiced editing. I haven't even had a client yet. Am I really qualified to do this? The answer is yes, simply because you know how to do this and there's someone on the other end who wants to start a podcast. They want to share their knowledge. They want to share their message and they have no interest in learning how to edit, learning how to launch, learning any of those technical pieces. So next time you're thinking, am I qualified enough? Can I really do this? I want you to think about this guy that I was on the phone with who's scribbling down notes, who has no clue about anything podcast related, and think about how much you can help him. Okay, that's my tip for you on this Friday. I hope you guys have a wonderful day, whether or not you're listening to this on Friday or any other day of the week. Thank you for listening. Come connect with me and the rest of the listeners over in the Podcast Manager Mastermind on Facebook. I can't wait to talk to you there. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. Come connect with me over on Instagram at Lauren Wrighton or in the Podcast Manager Mastermind on Facebook. And let me know what you liked about this episode. You can always find the links and resources mentioned in this show over at laurenwrighton.com. Until next time, I'll be cheering you on.